This is CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the first installment of The Curve Corner on CliffCentral.com. My name is Andy Lekunene, a.k.a. Half Man, Half Amazing, and I'm always with Unnolu Thando Nkosi.
Hey, everyone. And no, I don't have a fancy title like Amelia does just yet.
Queen of body positivity.
Wow,
Miss
okay.
Thick thighs save lives.
I'll take it.
Now, I mean, so today we're talking about relationships in the 21st century and how they've been affected by social media.
Yeah.
We put up a post yesterday on our social media asking people, has social media made it easier to find lasting relationships or lasting relationships? And the responses were phenomenal.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. I mean, we expect everything to change throughout time. Yeah. And yet we've got this idea that relationships should stay the same.
Yeah, of course.
So even though you bring in technology and you bring in absolutely everything that comes with change, relationships are supposed to still be...
Yeah,
for lack of a better...
They're special and lovey-dovey
stuff. Yeah, like, oh my gosh.
Nope. Ho is life.
What?
That's what's up.
But hey. I mean, there's certain things that I wish didn't change.
Yeah.
I feel... I mean, I'm an 80s baby.
Okay.
And I can't stand the fact that you find yourself in automatic relationships. Do you know what I, like...
What's an automatic relationship?
Like, guys don't ask girls out anymore. Like, in my day.
Yeah.
Not that that was too long ago.
Your day. What was that?
Like, guys would make an effort, you know,
yeah.
Whether it was... From the smallest things, like even if it's a note passed down in the classroom,
yeah.
Will you go out with me?
Maybe.
Yes,
no,
no maybe,
yeah, yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Or like they would make an effort to show you that they're interested.
Sure.
Now you talk to someone and then it's like, no, we're vibing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So it automatically means, I mean, that can't be a real thing. I mean, unless ungshela, I'm sorry, it's not going down.
Do you get DMs?
Yeah, and I hardly ever reply to them. So don't send me DMs.
Did people like send you weird things like, oh my God, that picture with your feet?
Yeah. Oh, you're funny. Because it's weird.
Hey?
People do that and it's, I don't get it.
Yeah, well, look, but in everything like that's happening right now in the 21st century, do you think it's a bad thing? Is it not just a natural evolution? We went from writing notes. Now it's, oh no, I'm just going to pop you a DM and see if you're interested. Are people maybe staying away from relationships because it's really not a viable option for them, or is it a time thing, or is it a
look?
Is everybody a hoe right now?
No, definitely not. But I think the platform has changed. Fine, the platform was always going to change. I mean, we went from writing letters to sending emails.
Yeah,
but it's just how it's being done that's my problem. You know.
Okay.
You go from. Like, people just don't take the time to even get to know you anymore. It's just a...
Well, they are taking the time. You
what's
know,
that acronym?
You know, if you send me nudes, I think I'm getting to know you a little better.
No, come on.
Hey? You know,
you're getting to know me a lot.
I'm getting to know you a little better. You know, send some nudes. You know, just by the way, my Twitter handle is Andy Lekunene. Send some nudes.
No way.
I'm willing to meet new people.
Don't do it.
Do it. Just do it.
Yeah, right. But I mean, it's also quite amazing how people are just willing to just send. Maybe I'm just very conservative. I don't know.
No, but I think just social media as a whole has made it easier or really necessary to send news.
Necessary?
Yeah, yeah. Look, you know, when I got on, I think we can call it social media. Mixit. Remember Mixit? Hey? That was like my first.
That's showing your age.
Yeah, that was my first. If I said MiG-33, maybe. You know, but Mixit, I got my first nude on Mixit. And I remember it was like shoddy VGA picture of boobs and, you know, you couldn't really see anything.
Very
but, you
pixelated
know, but,
with
but,
a...
but it was a thing, yo. It was like, oh my God, look at this. It's nudes. You know, what do I do now? Wink, wink.
Send one back. Have you ever sent one back?
Of course. I love sending dick pics. it's just, look, I happen to think that I've got a very attractive penis. So.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's
If they were like penis models, I'd probably
you'd be one of
I'd
them.
I'd probably be like a penis model.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, how do you take dating, Anil? I mean,
don't do it.
Don't do it.
It's a trap.
Really?
Yeah. Look, you know, everything's. Just,
what do you think of relationships?
It's so fast, right?
Then
now.
Then and now, back then.
You know, I think back then people were going into relationships because it was the thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, and, oh, I'm a normal functioning human being. I'm going to be in a relationship.
Therefore, I need to be with
someone. And I'm going to be in a long-term relationship because I'm not a hoe.
Okay.
You know, but you secretly are.
Wow.
So now what's happening is that with the amount of information and people being free to be who they are and without judgment at that, people are just more willing to be hoes, and it's okay, you know. I think the word hoe has just garnered a very negative connotation. If you're free with your sexuality, all of a sudden you're a hoe. No, go back to the 70s. Nobody was being called a hoe, but everybody was sleeping with everyone. So I think
that's a very interesting view. Has that always been your view?
No.
So what was your view? You were a love lives here kind of person, right? Hashtag love lives here.
Posting pictures every day. Hashtag.
So what changed?
Love of my life.
Social media?
No, not just social media, but I think I changed.
Because you're an 80s baby too.
Yeah. Yes, I am. Best time to be alive. Yeah, I am an 80s baby. I don't know. It's just exposure, man. You learn more about yourself, you know, through the years, I guess. And being willing to change and being open to that change, I think, has led me to a point where I'm at right now, which is, hey, relationships. It's a trap.
Yeah.
You know, there's too much pressure for me.
Okay.
I'd just fuck it up.
Okay, interesting. But, I mean, we've got two young guys also in the studio, Simpiwe Nozolani.
Seems marvelous.
And I mean, Sim, I'd like to pose this question to you. Does, you know, because you're a 90s baby. And does...
Wow.
Does dating someone now automatically mean you're in a monogamous relationship?
Yo.
Is that an automatic thing? Like, I know that when someone, well, for me, you know, if someone asks you out and you say yes, you are in a relationship, therefore...
You're monogamous.
Yes.
Okay.
Or, no? Or is that, okay, let me pose it to you this way. Is it a conversation you have to have? So it may not necessarily be an automatic thing, but you have to then go, so now that we're here...
I think you have to address it.
Unamanga.
No, you do have to address it because, like... There's something called polyamorous relationships.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's like, I am dating you, but I'm going to see other people.
Facts.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So I think you need to address it. Like,
I love
are we
that we've
exclusive?
Got another girl in the studio. Balissa's just like.
Balissa just walked in.
She is just sprinting and is like, oh my goodness. But anyway. So you feel that you have to have the conversation. Like, it's not an automatic thing.
Always. Even like just rules of engagement, you know.
Okay.
It's like we're going to war.
Yeah.
Rules of engagement.
Because if you don't address it, if somebody cheats, I mean, come on.
Because then
that's
it's not
on
cheating.
You. That's on you. Like, sorry.
Yo, guys, I'm sorry. This is
we've
a
addressed
lot
it.
For me to
we've
take
addressed
in.
It.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, if you're gonna say, okay, I'm seeing somebody, and you have to agree. Like, both parties have to agree and say, yo. Okay, are we going to or nah?
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And if it's a nah, then
but
it's
I
a
mean,
nah. Then
that's fair enough. So we're speaking honestly. So do we find that in the 21st century, there people are finding that they're more honest? Is that the problem?
Yeah.
Because, back in the day...
Yeah. Everybody lied in relationships.
Okay. But, people are lying about themselves on social media now.
Yeah,
so 100%. I guess we're still on the same playing field.
100%.
If we look at it that way, we're still on the same playing field. We're more open
about how we engage with each other, right?
Okay.
For instance, you know, rewind 50 years ago whatever, when women couldn't work and whatever, but they still made a plan, you know?
Yeah.
The husband, I'm going away to Eastern Cape to go graft there.
Yeah.
And you're left alone in Joey's by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fast forward 30 years later, my kid is on Utadako because...
You don't know.
Do you know what I mean? If you had just told me from the get-go that, yo... So since you're going away for 6 months, you know, I got some needs too.
Okay.
And I need somebody to take care of them.
So that
and
needs
your
to
brother
be a
just
conversation.
Happens to be living next door to
I don't
mine.
Know how I feel about that. Like, I don't know if you'd be able to leave and go, so babe, you know what's going to go down, but I'll see you in a couple of months. Do you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, but why not?
I don't know.
Is it an ownership thing? I feel like people like owning people, right? And oh, you know, you're my property, you're my babe, you're mine. You know, so you can't do that stuff. So now I'm restricting your movements, I'm restricting your personality. And we're not saying that maybe you want to be a hoe every day. I mean, you don't find people that you find attractive every single day of your life and you want to do things with. Some people are just attractive from dafer, and you're just like, oh, yeah, they look good. And that's it, you know?
So I guess that's not a 21st century issue then.
No, it is.
Really?
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because of social media.
Because it's made us more accessible. Do you know how many
women I see now on social media? Like every single day. Back then, I mean, you see chicks
at school.
You
were limited to where you were. Yeah,
and you'd go home and you don't see chicks. Now, first of all, you're driving out.
Mm-hmm.
You see women, obviously, because you're in real life now, right?
Okay.
But now you're chilling at home watching, you know, a repeat of Bizarre Foods with Andrew Zimmern. And flipping through Twitter or Instagram or whatever, and boom, Slay Queen on Slay Queen on Slay Queen.
Mm-hmm.
They're just on the beach doing things. They're just, you know, they're just there everywhere. And
I think it's the idea that you can find a beautiful girl, or you can see a beautiful girl without flipping through the TV.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know
and
what I'm saying?
She's real.
Like, it's right there. Like, she's real.
Yeah,
like,
and she's a real person.
And it's now.
She that you can
this,
DM.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
DM you back.
Access real time. Person.
Real time.
Yeah. So
and I send you nudes.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I really want more opinions on this. I mean, you guys.
What are they saying on Facebook? Just check out Facebook.
I mean, Facebook, the question we asked, which was the question we started the show with, was has social media made it easier to find lasting versus lusting relationships? And I mean, there's quite a mixed, you know, there's mixed views on here. But Tebogo Setoja says social media has made it easier to find love/lust. Whether or not it's lasting is a different story. Some people are not a true reflection of their social media. So everything from personality to filters changes once you meet someone outside of social media. Only a few manage to find real lasting love.
Yeah, but then that begs the question. Isn't all love lasting? So if it doesn't last, is it really love? Do you know what I mean? And I mean, everything on social media is a lie.
Just repeat that. Isn't all love lasting or lusting?
No.
Lasting.
Yeah.
Last,
as in long time.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Longevity.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, everything on social media is a lie.
Well, look. Everything.
The minute you filter it, it's a lie.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? There's apps. I bumped into an app yesterday, downloaded it actually. It's called Face Tune. Yeah, there's this thing called selfie scrubbing.
Mm-hmm.
it's a real thing, right?
Okay.
So selfie scrubbing, you take a picture and you're like, oh my God, my chin looks fat here. And then you just go, you pinch and you make it smaller. And you
so
go,
you
oh,
can direct it where to go.
Exactly where you want it to go.
Okay.
Oh no, I'm too dark in this picture. Let me just
kanyimbao
myself. I swear to God. Bro.
But that's very interesting because...
here it is, Face Tune.
Look, I'm a big advocate. I'm a big advocate for being yourself and looking like yourself, right?
Yeah.
Like, I have no qualms with people who wear makeup. I wear makeup on occasion.
Yeah.
I think it's supposed to enhance what you already have.
Yep.
It's a real problem for me when you can't take a picture and post it and look like someone completely different. Like, then I understand why people catfish other people.
Catfishing.
And why people are afraid to go out in public. Because if I know I don't look like my profile picture, there's no way you're going to see me in public.
No, but I think that's also unfair. I mean, it's the whole
who?
Thing. It's the whole thing, Yoguti. You know, if you look at a King Steer burger on the picture, it doesn't look like the thing that comes in the box. Do you know what I mean? So I'd be an idiot to expect you to look like your profile picture. Is it great if you actually do look like your profile picture?
Yeah.
Yes, that's fantastic. But I won't be shocked, you know, if you've got pimples, you know.
Yeah, earlier on
this morning, I'm in the shower and, you know, so I'm using this face scrub and whatever, which has got these micro granules.
Aren't we fancy?
Yeah, listen, okay. I'm exfoliating.
I'm exfoliating.
So I'm like, I'm trying to wash this stuff off my face now because these granules are irritating me.
Okay.
Turns out, I was just feeling pimples on my face now.
Oh, because, wow.
It happens. You wake up with pimples and stuff. So I'm saying, if you don't look like your profile picture, that's cool. you know, there's this candy app that chicks use that makes your skin flawless, and then, you know, you rock up at the cribs and you've got scars on your face, you know. So it, look, social media is a lie.
It's a trap.
For realsies though.
Okay. Yeah.
But what do you think about things like the prevalence of robotics in current relationships? There's this new sex bot that's doing its rounds right now. It's a stripper. It strips, right? Like, okay, it can take its clothes off. AI is the future, guys. I don't know how much it is, but it's a thing, and it's got like real like skin type feeling. It's got sensors under its fingertips, and you can touch it, and it goes, don't touch me, rough. Or whatever.
What?
I swear, they took it to some convention in LA, and too many guys were groping it because it looked so real, and it started crying. This thing, like, it cries, and this is why people in America are marrying these robots. But what do you think about that? Is there an end to robotics? And because it seems like technology is taking over everything.
I think we're taking it too far. What's going to happen to real people?
Just buy yourself a robot.
But I mean, it's just because then it just you know what, it's like what parents are afraid of, right? We're known as the generation who are lazy, who are always on their phones.
We're not lazy, we just discovered the internet.
No, I get that. But I mean, it's just it just leads to so much concern, because my thing is, you can then program this thing to listen to your every word or whatever the case is.
Yes.
Nah?
Yes.
Just like you can customize a car to your specifications or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
Then you are also not able to socialize with real people.
Yeah, because but I mean, that's going out the window already.
Wait, you've set this thing up to listen to your every need and to do exactly what you wanted to do.
Sure.
And then you become weird, because now when you are out in public, we don't know what to do with you.
Yeah.
Because you're going to think I'm that thing that you can just grope, and I'm going to slap you.
Yeah, but the doll slaps you at all. It cries and stuff.
Yeah, but you like that. Yeah, but, and I mean, I'm not doing it back because I like it.
Yeah, well, look. I think we just need to be open to all of this stuff that's happening, and
yeah, but also be maybe very, try it out, very you careful. Know? I just there were think blow we up must dolls back careful. In the day,
and that didn't do much for weirdness. I mean,
well, you don't know that.
Hey,
there's people who are really obsessed out there. I'm a big fan of TLC. Okay, the show, the channel.
Oh, and, the channel.
There's a lot of things I see on there which are really quite interesting.
That channel is pretty weird.
But all I'm saying is we must just be very, very careful with everything that we take in, you know, take it in with a pinch of salt.
Okay.
Like,
but try it at least once.
No. Well, I don't know. But
let's not act like there weren't weird people before technology.
There's always been weird people. I'm all for that.
And this is the time to, it's like the technology renaissance. It's the time to let your weirdness shine. Everybody's weird, bruh.
I get that.
If you're just being honest with yourself,
I get that.
You're weird. You like weird things. You fight over people squeezing the toothpaste the wrong way. You know, you've got a thing about feet or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
It's just,
it makes you different.
People with money tend to be weirder.
Because they can express it because they feel they can, because they've got the cash to. Okay, great.
I think just having technology around
doesn't mean you lose your mind.
It just means that you are more exposed.
Yeah, like, you know, there's still people who think what they put on social media is not up to them. Like, they overdo it. Like, there's people who post a little too much.
Like 15 selfies a day. Guys, I'm tired of seeing your selfies, okay? Let's post other things.
Like, no.
And not food. I'm tired of seeing food as well. I'll follow a food channel if I want to see food.
No, but I mean, there's certain people who go a little too deep, where it's you're kind of forgetting that you need to have a certain...
No. Don't lie to the children. Post the nudes. Something special.
No, Andy.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Right? Because your best friend is looking at your man sending him nudes or posting the damn nudes or whatever. Right? You out here being conservative. There ain't no time for that no more. Like, that's like ages ago, yo. Maybe in the early 2000s. But even in the early 2000s, I'm telling you, when Mixit came out and there were the chat rooms and whatever.
Yeah, clearly I was in the wrong chat rooms.
Yeah, but that's cool.
And I'm glad.
That's okay. But right now, you can't even deny it. Even your friends might post some things. You know, there was a time where you looked at a magazine and if you saw a girl in a bikini, you were like, oh my God, that's a bikini. You know? And now it's rated 13 or whatever on television. This, I mean, there's sex on TV like every single day, and it's rated like 12. Oh,
facts.
No.
It,
you know, it's suitable for 12-year-old
yeah,
kids.
Okay. Dude, taking it back to Facebook. So Obakeng Mokoti says, yes, definitely lusting makes one think they have found true love. So he thinks that, I don't know.
It's a trap. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, basically.
Let's read in between the lines. If you are lusting, you might feel like you're in love. It's not love. It's not a trap.
Okay. But I mean, here's the thing. So when you see someone, obviously we are, what's the English term? Wow.
Something.
We are.
Vibing.
No, we're not vibing. When you see someone, you have to see someone in order to be attracted to them first, right?
Okay.
We're all visual creatures. There it is. So my thing is, you obviously need to be attracted to someone before you make a move, correct, guys?
Yeah. I would hope so.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't always happen like that. Sometimes you have a conversation with someone and you realize, oh my goodness,
this person is nice.
Yeah. So social media then helps with that, right? Because then you see someone and then you're like,
okay. But what are you playing on right now? You're just playing on attraction, right?
I'm playing on attraction because you need to see someone first.
And a lot of the time, because of the culture of social media, if I find you attractive on social media, I'm going to hit you up and
hopefully say the right thing.
General conversation. No, I mean, look, I'm a dude, right? So maybe I don't have a foot to stand on here or a leg or whatever. As women, the minute a guy DMs you, what are you thinking?
I'm irritated.
Okay.
I'm already irritated. Like, what are you doing in my inbox?
It's also, what do you want?
Yeah, get off of social media. Balissa is saying exactly the same thing. What?
Get off of social media.
No.
Like that,
no more.
Yeah?
No more double tapping for her.
Really?
Yeah.
Because there's creeps, guys. There are real creeps. Like, you get a, sexy, and I'm doing the accent thing because that's all I hear when I get a DM. It's like, oh, you're so sexy. Oh,
Like, oh my God. So you don't like being told you're sexy?
That's not the point here.
Oh, what's the point here? Because I'm coming at you correct, telling you fly and everything. You know, I'm trying to get to know you. You know, and you're going, ew? Hey? How? No. Ew. This is why it's going to shit. Nobody can mutsi disgusting. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I just... Personally, I just think guys should do it in a certain way. And social media for me is not one. I don't know. Make an effort. Fine. I think I've got enough on my social media for you to see the kind of circles I travel in.
Okay. So I'm going to stalk you instead.
Ooh, but that's stalking.
So I'm going to stalk you now.
Did I just fall into that one
right
now? Yep.
You just told the world to stalk you. Her handle is at all things Tando, guys. You know, she travels in circles. Check them out on social media. You'll find out where she at.
I don't know. But for me, I'm old school like that. Social media, do not come to me through a DM.
Yeah, so you're old.
If that's what you want to call me, that's fine.
No, but that's fine. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But e-competition, konamanji,
I don't want to be in that competition.
Yeah, look,
thanks.
Whether you want to or not.
I'm in it.
You're in it.
Nah.
It's like saying, oh my God, I don't want to be, you know, looked at as a black person. Look. It doesn't really matter whether you want to or not. You're a black person, and
Guys, I mean, let's hear some of your views. You can WhatsApp us on 079-748-2090.
Send us voice notes, guys. Those are fun.
Taking it back to social media, Buitumelo here says lusting, not even relationships. Most men I've had to deal with on social media are thirsty. How do you send this is it, Palisa. This is what we've been waiting for.
Let's hear it.
How do you send I love you text to someone you don't know? Inbox full of perverts trying to get laid. Ain't cute. So Mina, here's my thing. So guys,
you sound old too.
So there's a lot of guys who won't step to you in public because they are afraid or whatever, and yet on social media they think they can just say whatever comes to mind, and that's my problem.
You know what? Guys say whatever they want in any case. Back in the day, look, you know, because I'm a guy and, you know, you were forced to talk to girls. But the whole thing about approaching a girl was, oh, you'd go to her and tell her you love her. And then she'd give you a couple of days and come back to you and say, oh, no, I love you too.
Yeah, because she had to think about it.
Oh, no, I must think about this thing. You know, and I think what social media has done is just that it's made it quicker. It's just a quicker process now. And oh, you're thinking about it. I'm a holla at Palisa real quick while you're still thinking.
Come on, for realsies.
What I must do?
Well, listen, I don't necessarily agree with girls having to think about it. It just worked back in the day because it made you look like you went fast. For lack of a better word. Yeah. I think that's the only reason why girls did it. It's not because, I'm sure Nabo, they wanted to say yes on the spot. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I can think of a couple of guys who, when they said something, I was like, yes, right now, you know. Because of how we had been socialized, you had to go, okay, well, let me think about it.
So already you're starting off a relationship with a lie. We are set up to fail. This is just what is going on. Hey, I mean, you know what the answer is. And you're going to tell me.
Oh, it's not a lie. It's just a little delayed. Okay. Oh, like, wow. I will come back. And I will.
I'm also delayed in telling you that I didn't lie.
I was just like, let me think about it.
Okay.
And I'm going to go home and write. Tando loves Simpiwe.
One plus one, S and S.
Two T's, you know. It was stupid. Yeah, whatever, okay. It's amazing how excited we got when it read 98%.
Yeah. You still get excited for that 98 stupid ass thing.
But I mean, it's just it was a different time back then.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And I get how right now, because of the time we're living in, it's actually better just to go, actually, no, I need feely. Let's do it. Yeah. You know.
Because then I'm irritating if I keep checking up on you. Oh, so how are you doing today?
Yeah. So is it a yes or a no? You're going to freaking piss me off. That's what's going to happen. But all I'm saying is that I haven't completely moved from my time to how guys are doing it now.
You still want letters, bro?
I still want a letter.
Yeah, but then
you see, I still want a guy to write me a letter.
And then I'm considered girly.
Why? But oh, by who?
Girls do that shit all the time.
Then find the right girls. Like, ask a girl, are you the letter appreciating type?
Okay.
And if she says yes, then write a letter. Like, for instance, I'm not a rose girl. So if a guy walks in and buys me a bunch of roses, I'm just going to roll my eyes because, like,
you'd prefer some weed. Guys, that was a joke.
No.
I have to say that sometimes.
I think the thing is, you really need to take into consideration who you're dating or who you're approaching.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm all about approach.
Okay.
So don't DM me because.
High approach.
No. Yeah. But if
so what should I do? Should I like comment under your picture with flames?
No, why?
Flame emoji. Flame emoji, mama.
No. Hey. Don't do it on social media.
Okay. So let me.
Because number one, if you're in Durban and I'm in Johannesburg, it's not going to happen anyway.
I want to understand something, right? So social media for you, is it a place to get to know your friends?
It's a place for me to keep up with my friends because we actually are very busy WhatsApp right now.
WhatsApp each other.
No.
We want to be with it. Friend, I'm in the beach. Send me a WhatsApp.
No.
The moment you post it on freaking social, it's like people who privatize their freaking Instagram account. What is that? Look, just send me a picture, bro. You've got my number. We're friends. If you're just that private, just send me the picture on my WhatsApp.
Listen, I want to share my picture with all 100 friends of mine.
You're just weird.
Just my friends. Yeah. I just want to send it to WhatsApp my friends. No, I don't want to WhatsApp 100 individuals.
It's called creating a group. I need to group. You've created a group on Instagram. That's what you've done. And no, get off of Instagram. We're gonna like your pictures.
Lalela.
What is that? We're gonna like your pictures. Okay. And put flame emojis under that picture.
So Terry Koza says, "Woo, no! I think social media has complicated relationships and made relationships less meaningful. With the spike in instant gratification with regards to fast to sex, fast flings." fast one-night stands, people are no longer taking the time to work on their relationships. Terry, man, man,
boring.
Slow clap. Standing so ovation. I'm just like, yes. Yeah.
No, she's a girl. Yeah, yeah, she's a girl.
Are you just saying that based on the
yeah, look, that message. But here's the thing. Now, in all of this, it seems like it's only guys that are thirsty. Can't girls be thirsty too?
No.
Yeah. Full, I get some DMs, yo.
Full on.
Facts.
I get some DMs.
Okay?
No, I don't answer. I'm like, send nudes.
Okay.
Are you thirsty? Okay. I was on Tinder for a week, guys.
Look, I honestly think that maybe quite a few of these people are where I'm at in terms of being from a certain time, and they appreciated things that happened in that time.
Or maybe they're scared of rejection. It's a real thing.
It is a real thing. Girls are just as scared of rejection as guys are.
No.
Ah, guys. No. Here's the thing. Just because guys ask girls out, it doesn't necessarily mean... you also say yes. As a girl, you say yes. Do you know what I mean? You have a choice just as much as the guy does. And I'm all for girls making the first move, actually.
Yeah.
I am all for girls making the first move. Ain't nobody saying ask the guy out. But if you walk by and you just happen to, you know, bump into him just a little.
Yeah.
Bump into him. That's a first move.
Okay, there we go. Then women are making first moves.
So, Mina, in the 21st century, I agree with that.
Oh, there we go. So we've got a message here on Twitter from Lauren. She says, social media has embraced a lot of fake people, fake lifestyles, fake love, fake physical appearances. I find a call more romantic and sweet than an I love you text on WhatsApp. And I'm only 21.
Oh, yay.
Look, Lauren.
You know.
I'll give you a call, girl, after this show.
You see, but I absolutely love that because also it's made, social media has made talking to people so impersonal. Like, Lauren is so right. Getting a call.
Yeah.
You hang up. No, you hang up. Like, I miss that. You know, as stupid as it sounds now.
Yeah.
It was so cool to even be able to speak to. Yeah, even then it was quite stupid.
So it's like, yo, just hang up.
Yeah,
yo,
just. God. And you don't want to be the first cute. To hang up.
Yeah, I got
to
be cute about
then
it.
Then you're like, mean. Oh, no,
you hang up, man.
But,
nah.
You got to be cute.
I hang up straight up.
So my thing is, now you can't even... Like, even a hey babe on WhatsApp doesn't do as much a hey babe on when he calls you.
So when I get a hey babe right on WhatsApp, I think it's the best thing in the world, right? Because I'm swati, right? And
oh, and
babe,
it reads
Barbie. And I'm like, so oh my like God. Oh, she's calling me dead. I think it's freaking amazing.
Yeah, okay.
Hey babe. Please send me a hey babe, guys.
Yeah, no. But I mean, that's interesting because I mean, Lauren makes me feel more human, I guess, because or more in the now time.
Yeah.
Because as a 21-year-old and still want that kind of thing, that makes me so excited.
Yeah, look, love is beautiful, guys. I really do think that love is beautiful, but I think we also need to be very open-minded about how people are and not restrict them to
no one is saying restrict
of thinking.
I'm going to go back to what Simpiwe was saying. I think then honesty then plays a big role. Like if you're honest from the very beginning with what you want, you give me an opportunity to then say, oh, that's what you're about. Thanks or no thanks. Do you know what I mean? Because then I know where I am.
Okay.
And I've made a decision, right?
Yeah. Guys, please send us voice notes on 079-748-2090. That's 079-748-2090. That's where it goes down, guys.
I can't. Okay.
Listen, with the things that are going on right now,
yeah,
it really does go down in the DM.
Okay.
And... Send nudes, guys. I think moral of the story here is #
don't listen to Andile. I can't, you know, like,
because this is what we want to see.
You've got
For the boys.
For the boys. It go down in the DM. It go down. It go down.
Snapchat media. So we just got a voice note. From Kwanele, Kwanele, thank you for sending through your voice note. Let's hear what you've got to say to us here.
Letters are also social media. They're also Twitter and DMs. It's easier to hide behind a note that is sweet that'll also probably get rejected instead of speaking to someone straight up. So while letters are nice and romantic right now, back in the day, it was cheesy, it was corny, and it was a way of people, you know, curbing the next person.
Well, wow. There you have it. It seems that you get curved whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram,
or ancient writing social letters. Media, like letters.
Hey? Social media, like, yo, this is best. Hey, thanks, Jose, for sending that through. It's very enlightening, to tell you the truth.
I didn't think of it that way,
If you think about letters being like old school social media, remember those hearts that we used to fold?
Yes, you know, we knew origami, man.
You'd fold the hearts.
80s kids were...
Yeah, creative. We had to be creative.
Yo.
I remember having to call girls on their house phone.
And have your sister call.
Yeah, that was
so
scary.
So when she answers...
Yeah, no, my sister, she was a snitch back then.
Oh, okay.
So I wouldn't let her call. You know, but
because you never knew. I remember when we had a house phone, I'd always have to run to the phone
because you never knew if it was your dude calling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So then, and then you'd still have to do the whole Nkosi Resident Salah.
Oh, my goodness,
do you know what I mean? Yeah, so that, and then you try not to change your voice too much. Yeah, oh, guys, it was the best.
You called me to your, no ways, it was torture.
It was fun because
you weren't calling. As guys, we're out here calling, bumping into your dad on the phone, and you're like, oh, sorry, wrong number. Thought this was KFC, dad. Sorry, Mr. Ngozi. I thought this was KFC and this is the wrong number.
Yeah.
You know, and then you call immediately again.
And then he answers because he's standing right there.
Yeah. Or he's watching you answer and like, Uban, Lord.
Yeah, but that was the most awkward thing about phones, right? Because they were in the living room or like in a very popular living space in the house. So you always had to be very, hello, instead of hi. Yeah.
Oh, babe, I miss you. I'm a goodness.
Yeah, and then you had to keep going,
code.
Listen,
guys, so now. Back in the day, we used to stand on like street corners and stuff.
Yeah.
That was considered a date.
What? A whole date?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You date. Look, you know, on like a special date.
Yeah, but not. It wasn't a date.
Uk-check as a date.
Uk-check as a date, guys.
Nah. Hey? Uk-check is as good as a phone call.
No way.
That's also kind of checking.
Yeah, Uk-check is as good as a phone call.
It's a virtual date.
A phone call is a setup for Uk-check. Do you know what I mean? It's like me dropping you a text. Yo, babe, can we meet up? You know.
And then we go and stand in the street corner. Yeah. And that's a date?
Date.
Nah, that's a drive-by,
especially in winter. Niggas get romantic out here in these streets. Just, oh, babe. Oh, God. I just want to touch you.
Nah. That's a drive-by. That's like a, oh, by the way. Or, oh, come, let me see you quickly for a quick hug or whatever. But no, let's not call it a date.
Okay, so it's a drive-by date. Hey, it's a drive-by date.
Nah, don't call it a date.
Hey, do we have any more comments here?
Yeah, we've got plenty.
Okay. Let's hear them.
Nduduzo Urban Zulungwenya says, in order to have a successful / lasting relationship today, you must be prepared to have less and less time to do anything else because people crave instant. So lusting, on the other hand, is too easy. It's too easy. Okay. So he says, because of social media pressures, you must be prepared to have less and less time to do anything else but date because of instant gratification.
Okay, I'm still confused. Thanks, Ndutuzo.
No, but he's basically saying because people want things now.
Okay.
You don't have time to do anything else because then you constantly have to be, oh, babe, you're so pretty, or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like,
because otherwise, it's also Sims instant. Is going to sneak up in that DM.
Yeah, yeah, then all of a sudden, yeah.
It's so, Mr. Steal Your Girl.
So, I don't know.
Hey, but look, did you get as much email, like back in the day, did you get emails as much as you get DMs?
No.
So emails don't count
because emails were harder, guys. Emails were harder to come by.
So emails are like letters.
Emails were as good as your house phone. Do you know what I mean?
Ways.
Yeah.
I had a Hotmail account.
Yeah, no, of course. But listen.
You gotta remember Hotmail.
No.
Do you know what Hotmail is?
You're old.
Okay,
right.
Sorry. Hey, now.
No, but guys, also, but listen, emails back in the day, it's easier to get someone on social media.
Yeah.
Right? Emails were not so easy to come by. An email address, think about it.
I don't know. Hey, I had a MySpace account.
Yeah, Andile, but listen. It was easier to give your email address out than it was your phone number. Okay. But my email wasn't just floating like my name. You know, you can just search for Noluta Nogosi. Yeah. And then, yeah, there's quite a lot of us. Yeah. You'll have to find my picture in order to realize it's me.
All things Tando, guys.
Yeah, stop it. But I mean, it's easier to find me on social media than it is to acquire my email address, right?
Right now.
Well, not right now, back in the day.
Back in the day, okay.
So it was a lot harder.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course, I'll have more DMs now than I did email addresses.
Okay.
I mean, emails.
Then, yeah. So do you think then, you know, right now, you can still have that quality relationship as you did back then? Or were you just lied to more back then and all this shadiness was just hidden from you?
No, you can. You can. I think it's about finding the right person at the end of the day who you agree.
Isn't shady.
Who's honest. Like, one of the things that the 21st century has brought with it, like we said earlier, is honesty, right? People feel that they can be more honest.
Sure.
Sometimes, I don't know, sometimes lies made us feel better. That sounds so wrong. But they massage some tenderness, you know.
Yeah.
But now people feel that they can be more honest. So if you are in a time of your life where, hey, anything goes.
Yeah.
And you're able to tell me that, and that's not where I am, at least then we're able to then go, ah.
Then you can decide what
then
you do with
that
information.
Then I can then say, yeah, brother, listen,
yeah,
thanks. Hey, brother.
So is it fair then if perhaps I'm a dude and I come to you and I'm like, oh, look, for me, it's an anything goes type of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if you're willing to go down that route,
mm-hmm.
let's do it. And then you go down that route, but then you catch feelings.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I'm in the wrong for doing exactly what I said I'm going to do.
No, then you're not wrong. Then I'm wrong for catching feelings maybe I'm not wrong for catching feelings. It's going to happen because if someone is really great, you're gonna catch feelings.
Okay.
But then maybe then I then need to go, so
I've caught feelings,
where are you? And if you go, ah, I'm not there yet, then I need to, as a big girl, sit down with myself and go, do I continue or do I cut loose?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the decision then is really up to you. So then I can't be going back and saying, he's so mean and he's so... When it's my fault, when you were very honest with me and you told me where you were.
Yeah.
And then in turn, I then said, dude, this is not working out for me anymore because this is where I am. And then I'm still the one to say, you are the dog. No.
Because hashtag men are trash.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't be... Then that's a double standard. Then you can't do that. That's a double standard.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
So can we all just decide where we want to be?
Yeah.
And stick with it? Or when you've changed your mind, communicate it?
Yeah.
You know, dating in the 21st century may seem like it's harder right now.
Yeah.
I think it's just different. And you just need to learn what the differences are.
Do you think we think this way because we were born in the 80s? Like, do you think like people born in the 90s are like, oh, no, this is easy? You know, it's like the whole thing that...
No.
If you look at extinction, right? And you look at dodos.
Yeah.
Like, I was never affected by dodos being extinct.
Because you haven't even seen
one. I've never seen a dodo.
Yeah.
You know, I've never seen a T-Rex. I don't really care that they died or whatever.
Okay.
You know, so if I'm born in, say, 1995 or whatever, right, and I'm dating in this 21st century, I've never really seen a folded letter in a heart shape. You know, I've never done this thing with the numbers.
This is why.
See, Palis is looking at me weird because she doesn't know this number thing with the names. You put the names.
She knows.
Okay.
But here's my thing. In as much as you, even if you're a 90s baby, your siblings could be from the 80s. They tell you about their love lives and how they were so great and so different.
What if your siblings
Your parents are from that time. It's not just an 80s babies thing. It's a thing. I don't know what to call it.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah, look,
because guys. Look, our all the information that we have comes from different
sources. Yeah.
You know, and the source that you respect the most is the one that you're going to get it from. So, my thing is, it's not that complicated to date right now. It's where do you want to be and find the people that you're meant to be with. It's not that difficult. Just be so willing to have the conversation.
Find the place you fit in.
Basically. Okay. If social media is not your thing, leave it alone.
Get off.
I'm not going to leave it alone. I'm just going to friend the right people.
Private accounts. All right, great. Guys, thank you very much for tuning in. This is The Curve Corner on cliffcentral.com. My name is Andile, a.k.a. Half Man, Half Amazing.
And my name is Nolu Thando Nkosi.
Yeah, check us out on cliffcentral.com and check out the video on YouTube for the entire show. Thank you very much. We'll see you again next time.
Cheers.
This is cliffcentral.com.